You have reached Preferred Warranty Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Angel. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently needing roadside?
Yes, I need the truck towed.
May I have your first and last name?
Kevin Shelton.
Last name is H.
E-L-T-O-N.
A good phone number for you, sir?
540-907-9696.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates so to give you the provider's name and number?
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Okay. May I have your policy number?
Damn, I don't even have that. I know I have plan C and I got some code for you.
I can try the VIN number.
One six. 8906.
That's the last eight of the VIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
1, 2, 3. That's six numbers. I need the last eight of the VIN number.
Okay, okay. Hold on, I'm just going to stick the phone line. But can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The letter C is in Craig. The letter G is in GOAT, 168906.
Okay.
Hopefully that works.
Yes, I'm waiting for it to load. It's loading slowly for me, I guess. It's taking its time.
Oh, no, that ain't good. Same way the internet is at my job.
Yeah, I think the computer sometimes has a mind of its own.
All the day.
Okay. So you said you have your plan letter.
Yes, it's plan C and then the little 5-digit code I got.
Okay, what is it?
28213.
And do you know the date you purchased or had the membership, like the effective date?
Nah, I think I bought it maybe November the 12th, somewhere around about that time, I think. A couple days after the 12th, I don't know.
Okay, you said November?
Yeah, it should have been November. Why is not showing November?
Oh, no. I have to manually put this in since you don't have your policy number. So November 12th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there, by any chance, you could get the policy number?
I wrote it, dang on. I don't even know what I did with the paper. It's not pulling it up or anything.
Because the only thing I have right now is just the first and last name. I would need the policy and the 5-digit code that you gave me. I do have the 5-digit code, but I don't have a policy number. And I tried with the VIN number and the 5-digit code. That's not working either.
Man, I don't know. He just transferred me out because I just called Preferred Warranty. I asked him for your number, and he just transferred me over.
Can you call him on the line with me?
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back. So I got the policy number.
Okay. What's the policy number?
The letter J as in John, 1902-5567.
Thank you. And that effective days, that's still the same with them, November the
12th? Yeah, it should have been all should have been the same, yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm waiting for it to load.
No, you don't need nothing out here. I'm on the phone. Hold on. Are you going to peel the orange?
I'm going to tell mommy to peel the orange.
Ask if mommy will peel the orange. She peel the orange, yeah.
Right. And your zip code is
23093.
Okay. I'm going to pull up a ticket you had already, see if it'll help me. Because you called in before, right?
Yeah, so I called in before, and they towed it to a shop for me.
Got it.
It was there for about a month. Oh, you got it?
I got it, yes. The policy number was J19184323.
All right, hold on. I'm on the phone. Hold on. Say that one more time, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I said that was the wrong policy number. It didn't pull up that way, but I got the – I did it by your zip code, and it pulled up. With the J19184323.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why when pulling up, I was looking like, what's going on? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And the address on the policy, let me make sure that's right. Make sure that's right because they didn't give me the right
should've
policy.
Been.
At the Shannon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
9668 Shannon Hill.
Yes. Okay. And the year, make, and model.
2012 GMC Sierra.
Okay, and the color?
Black.
Okay, and what seems to be wrong with the car?
The same issue, we're losing oil pressure.
Okay, I didn't hear you. I heard something about pressure.
Oh, the same, still losing oil pressure.
Okay.
So I can crank it up and drive it for a little bit, but once the vehicle actually warms up, I guess the engine, it drops oil pressure to zero.
Okay. Okay, and we're towing it.
Yes.
Is it a, I have a few yes or no questions. Is it a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle or standard two?
It's four-wheel drive.
And will it go in a neutral?
It's in two-wheel drive now.
Okay. Will it go in a neutral?
Yeah, I mean, you can crank the car up and move it.
Is it in a parking garage?
No, it's on the street.
Okay, and is this reserved as a result of an accident of any kind?
Say that one more time.
Is this a result of an accident of any kind?
No, it's not an accident or nothing.
Okay, and will you be with the vehicle when we come to pick it up?
I can be if they need me.
Okay, will you
if
have
not,
the keys as well? Okay,
yeah,
whichever
mean,
one is up to you. As long as the doors are unlocked, you can leave the car unattended.
Yeah, I'm... I, I, I got it from the shop and I made it to my dad's house. So I mean, I got it sitting there in that subdivision on the side
okay.
of the road.
Okay, so you want to leave the vehicle unattended?
Yeah, I'm going to go drop the keys off for it.
Okay, so where would you like to leave the keys so we don't know where they are?
I can leave them under the floor mat, under the driver floor mat.
Okay. Okay, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and you waive all liability, meaning if something happens to the vehicle before we get there, we aren't held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say you'll leave the doors unlocked for us?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And where is that location?
Our address is 304 BIBB
Bibb Street.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Louisa, Virginia, 23093.
Okay, 304 Bibb Street, 23093.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And where are we taking it?
All right. 64 CONESTOGA Way, WAY. Troy, Virginia, 22974.
Okay, 64 C as in cat, O N E S T O G A Way, Troy, 22974.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I will go ahead and reach out to some service providers. You all covered for the service. And is it, yes, you're cool for the service. It's less than 25. So
I called the shop yesterday and told them that I was thinking about taking it up there. So I'll call them again, let them know it's on the way.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and reach out to the provider. You'll receive a text message once the service is secured by the provider. Okay.
Okay. I got one thing. I hope whoever we talk to can get it there at least before 6 o'clock.
What time is it now?
3:14 where I'm at.
Okay, so let me reach out and if I can get like a, so something before a 2-hour frame basically.
Yeah, because they close at 6.
Okay, okay.
Fault, I'm called late.
Okay, well let me reach out and see what I can do, see if I can try to do it before then.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And if you have any questions, just give us a call back, okay?
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Roseside. Have a good day.
You too.